Welcome back to Business Radio X Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, the sales team, if you have one, is often the lifeblood of your business. It's important that they stay focused, motivated. But how do you keep your sales team motivated?
Yeah, it's really hard and it's super important. And this goes beyond really salespeople, but it's everybody. But salespeople are so hard to motivate as it is. But you should really think about these things when you're dealing with all your team members. But one of the things that I would recommend is review successful deals and really kind of get into the weeds about how a deal went down and what had happened and share that information with the team. This type of granular analysis is like a football player or a football coach looking at film. You want to understand what worked and what didn't, and you want to be able to take what worked and do it again. So the more that you review what a successful deal looked like and how it happened and what was the groundwork that was laid so that it was able to move and how it got past the hurdle, If everybody understands how that occurred, everybody can learn and use those same techniques in their own deals. So this also helps boost the confidence of the person who did the deal, and it helps the whole team member grow and learn. This is especially useful when people get frustrated because there's so many hurdles in a deal. So if you have a documented way of how somebody overcame them, everybody can learn from that. Another thing to do to keep a salesperson or any team member motivated is include some coaching, some type of coaching. It doesn't have to be necessarily you pay an outside coach, but somebody on the team that is mentoring and coaching. That's so important to have somebody there that's going to be kind of non-judgmental, but will hold someone accountable, will support them when the confidence is wavering. They're cheering you on when you need to be cheered on, and they're celebrating your victory when you have victories. So having a coach of some kind and implementing some type of coaching is super useful for anybody to help keep them motivated. And number three is when you're choosing salespeople, avoid negative people. I mean, you don't need to be around chronic complainers who are always whining and negative all the time. Sales is hard enough without somebody on the team that's always kind of that negative person that's chirping in your ear about how hard and unfair life is. You don't need those people on the team. You got to really prune those people. They're going to sap your energy, but they're really destructive for the whole sales team when somebody's like that. You want to kind of eliminate that if you can.